This download is the only extract the BBC has of this edition of Desert Island Discs. The presenter was Roy Plumley.
Dame Gladys, are you a Londoner by birth?
Yes, I am.
Was the theatre a very early ambition with you?
No, I don't think so.
How did it all start?
Well, at school one was stage struck, as all girls were, and are still, I suppose. And my great friend and I collected picture postcards, albums full of Gertie Miller and the Hickses, Seymour Hicks and his wife Ellen Terris. And we read in the paper there was being an audition at the Vaudeville Theatre. There was a musical play on there. And my friend wrote up for an appointment. Mm. Which he had no intention, I don't think keeping, wouldn't have been allowed to. But I happened to be in London with my mother, shopping, and remembered about her writing up. So I bought the song out of the play and took it to the theatre. Didn't give my own name. I said, my name is Mary Hennessy, I have an appointment. And I sang the song to them. And they gave me a scene to learn out of the play, which I took home and learnt and went up, and of course I didn't get it because I'd never, you know, it was ridiculous, absurd. I don't know why they wasted their time doing it. Mm. But from that I did get my first part in the theatre, which was a play by Seymour Hicks, a children's play, which was going on tour, called Bluebell in Fairyland, and from then I started in the theatre.
Yes, and then you went to the Gaiety.
And then I went to the Gaiety.
Well, these were the legendary days of George Edwards, the days of Our Miss Gibbs and the Dollar Princess and so on. Did you ever see anybody drinking champagne from a slipper?
No.
Or any of the other fabulous goings-on we hear about?
Nothing at all. It was like being at school at being at the Gaiety Theatre. There were six of us, and we were all young with our hair done, and we were taught everything, fencing, elocution, singing lessons, all for free, and being paid about £4 a week. It was marvellous.
You were renowned as the most beautiful girl on the British stage, and picture postcard photographs of you sold by hundreds of thousands. Did you find this was a hindrance to your career, or did it help it?
No, it was a hindrance, really, because one was rather resented by being well-known from photographs and postcards and so on, not as an actress. And I wanted to be, and I worked very hard to learn to be a good actress, to learn my job.
Yes.
But, as I say, was rather resented for some time by the critics because they wouldn't accept one as an actress. And after I'd done quite a lot of parts and successful plays, I was asked what was the best notice I'd ever had to date, and they said Gladys Cooper surprised us.
You did indeed lead musical comedy to play in some very distinguished plays by Shaw and Galsworthy and Arnold Bennett and Lonsdale. And quite early in your career, you went into management yourself.
Yes, I did. I was in management for quite a long time, both in partnership with Frank Curzon and then later by myself.
Yes.
And that was a very happy time in the theatre.